there may be squirrels that fly.
Have you ever heard of any kind of a squirrel that was called anything like a boomer?
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. What about different kind of fish that you catch around here in the ponds and so forth?
We catch bream and trout.
Now about how big?
Catfish.
About how big does a bream generally? When you get a really big bream, what size? How big do they get?
Oh goodness.
Big as your hand?
Mm-hmm.
And what other kinds did you say?
Trout and cat.
Now the trout, is that a lake fish?
No, that trout's been here a long time.
And in the ponds or the rivers?
Both places.
Is that right?
Of course, men has to stock their ponds with the trout.
Uh-huh.
And with the cats and
Which ones would you rather catch?
I love catfish, so that's my favorite.
Well, are they the ones that are so hard to skin? You have to be careful to get your hands cut. You skin them yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. What about, ma'am?
Go to one of these ponds. You'd rather, though I wouldn't talk about this.
No, ma'am, tell me.
Well, you can go to one of these ponds, and if you catch one of those big old blue cats, you have to hang him up where you can have both hands to
peel the skin off.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, where do you hang him?
Take a nail and drive it in the post and hang him up to that nail.
Well, how big is the biggest catfish you ever caught?
Well, my largest was 3 pounds. When my son was living and we went to a sister's pond, he caught one that weighed 6 pounds. he skinned that one.
Uh-huh. What is it, 6 pound fish? That's so big?
His tail would turn up to lay him in a wash tub.
Uh-huh. That was pretty exciting.
Yes, it was.
Okay. What do you call the insect that flies around the light and they get into it? And powder may come off on your hands if you try to touch them.
I can't think of the name.
What about some of these words? A miller, a candlefly, a moth.
Candle.
How's that?
The candlefly.
Okay, and what about an insect that gets into clothes and will eat holes in them? Generally, I guess wool more than anything else. Any of those, miller, candlefly, moth, any of those?
That moth, why, it's bad to mess up clothes.
What do you do to protect your clothes?
Well, you can buy something that's in a bowl, I'll say, and put it in your clothes closet, or you can spray hot shot or things like that.
Does that take care of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you do it in the right time.
Uh-huh. Well, those that fly into the light, are they ever moths too, or are moths just those that eat clothes?
That's right, just those that eat clothes.
Okay, they're not the kinds that fly around the light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You just call those what?
The moths.
Uh-huh. And the ones that fly around the light?
Well, we usually call them candlebugs.
Okay. And the insect that builds a big kind of paper nest out in the woods, maybe.
Let's see, that's a hornet does.
And they have a bad sting, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
You ever stung one?
No, I haven't.